Now let's continue on in Acts 15. Let's finish this here. I had a question sent to me on an email concerning this, so I thought I would take the time to go ahead and cover it here. So let's go ahead and finish this, and I have several other questions. And I have to leave at about 10 to 3, so keep your eyes on it. That's a half hour, huh? Okay. Okay. Now let's pick it up in verse 13. And after they were silent, James answered and said, "Men and brethren, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take out a people for his name, and with this the words of the prophets agree, as it is written. After these things, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down." Now, why is it referred to as the tabernacle of David? Because that's when David had the ark in his house, in a special tent in his house, and had that that close personal relationship with God. "And its ruins I will build again and will set it up, so the residue of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does these things. Known to God are his works from the beginning of the world." So that includes everything that was there in Genesis. "Therefore, my judgment is that we do not trouble those Gentiles who have turned to God." Trouble them with what? Physical circumcision. "But we write to them to abstain from pollutions of idols," because that was very, very common, "from sexual immorality," and today we have the same thing, "and from that which has been strangled, and from blood." Now, these here are a combination of the Ten Commandments, idolatry and sexual immorality, and the clean and unclean food laws, strangled and from blood. "For from the generation of old," now notice carefully, "Moses has had in every city those who proclaimed him in the synagogues, being read every Sabbath day." Now here is the scriptural version of the law of Moses, not the traditional version. Because in the synagogue, they read first from the law, then the prophets, then the Psalms, scripture. Then, if there's any discussion about it, then the rabbis discuss with their traditional interpretation of it. See? So there's the difference. "Then it pleased the apostles and elders, together with the whole church, to send chosen men among them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, and they chose leading men from among the brethren, Judas, who was surnamed Barnabas, and Silas. And they wrote letters by their hand as follows: The apostles and elders and the brethren to those who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Inasmuch as we have heard that certain ones among us who went out to you have troubled your souls with the word, saying you are obligated to be circumcised and keep the law." Now remember, that is the traditional law. Obviously, we are to keep the laws of God. Now, in the Bible, in Appendix Z, we have almost all of Paul's difficult scriptures to understand. Study those, and that'll help you through it. See? Okay? "To whom we gave no such command." Oh, we're from Jerusalem. Have you heard the latest? No telephones, no nothing, you know. See? "It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send you chosen men with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have dedicated their lives to proclaim the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have sent Judas and Silas, who shall themselves tell you by word of mouth the same things that we have written. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay no further burden upon you than these necessary things: to abstain from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality, and to keep yourselves from these. And if you keep yourself from these, you do well. Farewell. All right. You can read that. It says nothing about the Sabbath. But where were these people meeting to begin with? In the synagogue. What was read every Sabbath? Moses. So you see the difference there. Now, to them, when they wrote this, it was very clear, because they were experiencing these things. For us today, with the universal Protestant interpretation of doing away with the law, superficially, it looks like it could be true. But it isn't. Okay? So when they came back and read it, everyone rejoiced, etc. All right. Now let's answer some other questions here. Job 1, verses 6, and Job 2, Job, the book of Job. You have the Psalms, you have the Proverbs, then you have Job. Okay? Book of Job. Job 1 and verse 6. The question is, who are the sons of God? All right? Job 1 and verse 6 reads, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them." Who are the sons of God? These had to be the obedient angels. Now notice, let's ask the question, is Satan the devil a spirit being? Okay? Do they come before God? Yes. Is God a spirit being? Yes. Therefore, the sons of God could not be persons in the flesh, but they had to be angels. Okay? Same way with chapter 2 and verse 1. Explain the seventh year land rest, fruit trees, can you store the fruit? Yes, all the fruit is for food for you. So whatever the fruit trees produce, of course you can keep it for yourself, but you can't sell it. That's the thing. It's food for you and your family. Okay? Who are the 24 elders mentioned in Revelation who sit around the throne of God? We don't know. I'm sure they all have it. Each one has a name. Okay. So, what are they then? They are apparently created spirit beings by God, created with special wisdom and ability that help run the universe. That's the best we can understand it. You know, the universe is a lot more vast than we figured. See? Okay? So it says over. Mahalaleel. Okay. Canaan lived 7 years. This is Genesis 5:12. Let's read it. Now, let me give you just a little something here. Whenever you get into a Bible discussion and you start quoting verses and it starts getting a little astray, always open a Bible. That'll help keep you out of trouble. Genesis 5:12. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalaleel. And after he begat Mahalaleel, Canaan lived 840 years. And he begat sons and daughters. Okay. That is compared with Luke 3. So let's go to Luke 3. Luke 3 and verse 37. The question is Mahalaleel and Mahalaleel the same person or different spelling? Both. It is the same person with a little different spelling. That's all. Okay. Now, the two genealogies, come back here, just turn back a page. The genealogy in Luke 3 runs from Mary's father back. Okay? And this is the correct translation. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years old, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son-in-law of Eli. Eli was Mary's father. Okay? Verse 23. You all have that? Okay? Luke 3, verse 23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years old, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph. But Joseph did not beget Jesus. He got his human nature through Mary. So Joseph was the son-in-law of Mary's father, Eli. Then the rest of it is the line from Eli all the way down. And this line goes all the way back to Adam. Now, come down here a little further, and let's see if we can pick it up here. Come through the line of David. Help me out with the verse with the line of David. 31. Okay. Verse 31. Now, notice, it says, the son of Melaeus, the son of Menana, the son of Mattiah, the son of Nathan, the son of David. The genealogy of the physical inheritance of Christ did not come down through Solomon because of Solomon's sin. It came down through Nathan, the brother of Solomon. Okay? All right. Next question. Women speaking in church. Okay? Oh, if you have a chance to watch, let's see, today is Monday. Well, how many saw Huckabee Saturday night? Anybody see Huckabee Saturday night? He had that woman preacher on there. Meyer, I think, was her name. Okay. All right. Cropped hair and all. All right. 1 Corinthians 14, okay? 1 Corinthians 14, okay? 1 Corinthians 14, there we go. Okay, verse 34, let your women be silent in the church. Now that has to do with public speaking, okay? It has nothing to do with conversation. It has nothing to do if you raise your hand and you have a question, because notice what it's talking about here. It said, verse 31, for your prophets can all prophesy one by one so that everyone may learn and be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let the women be silent in the churches. That is, in public speaking. For they are not allowed to speak, but they are to be in subjection exactly as the law says. For if they wish to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in church. There's also the part of it where the women would sit in one section, the men in another section, and so forth. However, when we come to 1 Timothy, so let's come to 1 Timothy here. 1 Timothy, okay, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 11. Let a woman learn in silence. I don't know, it must have been different than it is today. From point of view, they must have been wanting to talk all the time. I have no idea. Or argue, I have no idea. Okay, and be submissive in every respect. Look, we're all under authority, every one of us. It's not that women are to be submissive to men and men can do anything they want to. No, they better be submissive to Christ, right? Yes, indeed. We're all under authority, okay? For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Oh, no, verse 12. I do not permit a woman to teach, nor to exercise authority over a man, that is scripturally, but to be in quietness. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman came to be in transgression by being deceived. But it says there, turn to Romans 5 now, because a lot of men like to turn there and say, see, it's the woman's fault. Uh-oh. And then they get out the heavy thumb and they go, no, let's go to Romans 5. Okay. Read verse 12. Therefore, as by one woman, no. Therefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Adam, you did it. And by the means of sin came death, and in this way death passed into all mankind, and it is for this reason that all have sinned. See, because we have a nature of death, we have a nature that is temporary, and therefore we are a nature that sins. Okay, we answered that one. See, did we have another one? All right, nope, we took care of that. Now, I better not go on because I'll be late and my plane isn't going to wait for me. So anyway, thank you that I've been able to be here and glad you all came, and hope that the rest of the feast continues. So we'll end it here.